At the end of this week's parsha, or the second of the two parshas this week, parshas Bechukosai, we conclude Sefer Vayikra with an interesting topic, the topic of Archin, the topic of valuating yourself and donating your value to the Mikdash. So what's strange about this is we've just finished an entire Sefer where Hashem tells us all these mitzvos. And then we have the tochacha, we have the admonition that if we observe the mitzvos, things will be great. If we don't, things will be bad. And then there's a discussion, this archin, relating to someone who donates his value to the Mishkan. And I have three basic questions. First of all, why is it written here? Why is this written after the tochacha? Tocha would seem to be the fitting culmination of the entire Sefer. So why is this written afterwards? Shouldn't it be written beforehand? Secondly, what would motivate a person to make a donation like this? Finally, the Torah tells us that if an individual makes a donation and then when it comes time to pay up, he can't afford it. So the Torah says that the Kohen assesses how much he can afford and then he pays that amount and he's exempt from the rest. And the question is, why is this so? Normally speaking, if you make a pledge and you cannot redeem your pledge, you have to pay what you can afford at that time and then pay the rest when you can afford it. Why here is the individual exempt from making any further payment if he suddenly became poor? So those are three different questions, and the question is, are they related to each other? Now there is the three questions. Why is this recorded after the Tocha? What would motivate a person to make this kind of donation? And why only by this donation can a person who cannot afford the donation be forgiven for the amount that he cannot afford? So I think we can answer the first question of why this is recorded after the Tocha in at least three different ways. And two of the ways don't relate to the other two questions, but the third approach actually relates to all three questions. So the first approach, why is this recorded after the Tocha? So the Kutzker explains that after we read about the horrific curses of the Klalos that would befall us if we don't observe the mitzvos that Hashem commanded us, we might think that we have no value, we're worth nothing. If we're punished because we sinned, then we might think we're worth nothing. Kadosh Baruch Hu, God doesn't want us anymore. And it can cause us to give up hope. In order to counter this mistaken notion, so immediately after the Tocha, immediately after we read about all these painful experiences that might befall us, this is immediately followed by the section dealing with the laws of Arachin. And what does it tell us? That even after all the klalos, we can donate our worth. Meaning what? We still have worth. We still have value. Even after we sin, even at the darkest times, even after enduring horrific suffering, we still have value and we must persevere. So this is a positive spin in Archin to tell us we still have self-worth even after, God forbid, we should experience suffering. Kli Yakar explains that this is similar to perhaps what Yaakov Avinu did when he was running from Esav. He made a neder, he promised that he was going to give tzedakah. Yaakov, by Beit El, said, V'chol asher titen li aser aseret ulach, I'm going to give you maaser, I'm going to give you a tenth. In other words, in times of crises, we make a donation, and we give charity. We know tzedakah tatzel b'maves, charity helps save us from a calamity, can save us from death. And therefore, immediately after the klalos, we read about the bad things may happen to us if we sin. So the Torah is telling us, what should we do if we experience these klalos? We should make a neder, we should make a donation of tzedakah in response to bad things happening to us. So the first approach, again, is positive, to tell us, give us chizuk, we still have self-worth. The second one obligates us when we find ourselves in times of crisis that we should give tzedakah. The third approach, though, perhaps we could answer the other two questions and that could connect to the our first question. What is Arachin? Arachin is that we give the value of ourselves, we can give the value of a child. There are different amounts that we give, whether it's a woman, whether it's a man, whether it's a child, what the age is. And there's a requirement to give a certain amount for a child from a month old till 5 years, from 5 till 20. But the question arises, what does that mean? If a child donates his value, then he gives X amount. A child who makes a donation, it's not worth anything. If a child makes a donation, he doesn't have mental capacity for his donation to be valid and enforceable. Rather, Rashi explains that when the Torah tells us about a donation of a child from 1 month to 5 years old, or 5 year old to 20 year old, Rashi explains the case here is when an adult says, "Erech katan alai, I promise to give the value of this child to God." The question is, why would someone do that? So the Netziv writes that the purpose of this act of erechin is to help the person about whom you make a donation by giving him an additional merit. Let's say, God forbid, someone is sick. So I would make a donation based on the value of that person, which will hopefully change his fortunes. In Aznayim LaTorah, Saraskin claims that this perhaps can explain why if someone is poor, he only needs to pay the amount he can afford at the time and need not redeem the rest of his pledge at a later point in time. Because the reason for the donation was specific to save an individual at this particular time. So his only requirement to pay is what he is able to afford at this particular time. And this is based on the Tosefta in Meseches Arachin, which states, Rabbi Yehuda says, "Haya aviv cholo masukon or haisa shehaisa svidasa b'mdina sayam. If a father is sick or in a dangerous state or his boat was lost to sea, yivayavi erech asher, and he wants to give the value of a wealthy person." No, the Tosefta says, "Don't do this. Elamutav sheyavi erech ani achshav. Rather, bring the value of what a poor person can afford now. Va'yavi erech asher lacharzman, and rather than bring the value of what a wealthy person, a rich person can afford later on. Give the money now." So this, according to this approach, this seems to be a wonderful voluntary donation that one can make. But there's something missing here. An interesting detail in this donation is that the money is not used for kodesh mizbeach, for objects dedicated for sacrifices. Rather, the money is used for repairs of the mikdash. If a person wants to make a donation, and all we tell him is that the use of the money is for repairs. We need new carpets. We need to pay a plumbing bill. This doesn't seem to be the ideal form of donation. Maybe because there's a danger associated with this type of donation. Indulgence in Christian doctrine is the remission of punishment due for sins which have been forgiven. If someone sinned, indulgences in the form of good works and prayers could result in waiving one's heavenly punishment. The later Middle Ages witnessed the growth of abuses of indulgences, such as unrestricted sales of indulgences by professional pardoners who exacted money from simple-minded people by promising perpetual happiness in this world and eternal glory in the next. And Martin Luther, a leading figure in the Protestant Reformation, protested against what he saw as the purchase and sale of salvation. I believe that that's the danger of arachin, that a person may feel that he can sin and simply pay his way out of punishment. Perhaps that's why the money here is not used for holier purposes, for sacrificial purposes, but only for repair of the mikdash. And perhaps this is also why this section is recorded after the tochacha. On the one hand, it belongs in Sefer Vayikra. It involves donation to the mikdash, to the mishkan, for repairs. However, the mitzvahs recorded prior to the tochacha are mitzvahs that transform us into a goy kadosh, into a holy nation, that help us in our relation with the Kadosh Baruch Hu, with God. Arachin are donations, though, which serve a purpose, but they're not the ideal. Money does not solve all of our spiritual problems. The ideal is that if we want to save ourselves, we don't only write a check, but we work on our relationship with the Kadosh Baruch Hu, with God. There is no obligation to offer a korban ola, a burnt offering. It is also a voluntary offering, but this offering is recorded in Sefer Vayikra before the Tochacha, because the ola reflects an inner desire to return to Kadosh Baruch Hu. We have thus two different donations here, one in the beginning of Sefer Vayikra and one at the end. And perhaps the message is that donations are wonderful, but the Torah perhaps is teaching us that even though a donation with the desire to add additional merit to someone is good, but a donation coupled with a desire to rebuild our relationship with Kadosh Baruch Hu like an Ola, that is even better. And that makes you into an individual who's Kadosh, belonging in the section before the Tochacha. So we've suggested three different reasons for the location of the mitzvah of Arachin. One is positive, to tell you even after the Klalos, we still have value. The second is to teach us what's our reaction to Klalos, what's our reaction to tragedy, to suffering. What's our reaction? We make a neder to give tzedakah, beis sara, we make donation to tzedakah in times of crisis. And the third is a little bit on the negative side, to tell you that if we're only going to give money just to save someone, there's value to it, but the ideal form of making donations, of giving tzedakah, is coupled with a relationship, with a desire to build our relationship to Kadosh Baruch Hu. Tzedakah only to save someone is good, but it's not the ideal form of tzedakah.